It was a good day today. You know, it's always good to get out on outside on the grass, and I thought the players have done a good job. We're going to go ahead and practice again tomorrow the same way as far as the length. We're not going to treat it tomorrow just like a day before the game. We're going to, you know, treat it more as a practice and get ourselves the only thing we'll do is we'll take off, obviously, the shoulder pads and just go out there in helmets and spiders. So players are good, responding well. What I'm happy about is, just like Scott said, not a lot of guys on the injury report, a lot of guys practicing, a lot of guys playing. That's good at this time of year, and we'll do what we can to make sure we get our guys healthy and ready to go. There's no effect of whatever may be out there about, you know, playing the extra preseason game and things like that. We still plan on playing, our guys. Obviously, I'm not looking to play them very long, obviously, into the game. So, we'll get in there and, you know, the guys that maybe have some nicks, you know, we'll keep out. The guys that maybe have to kind of work through some things, we may put in there. But again, it's not going to be something where, you know, I'm looking to keep them in there, you know, for a very long period of time.
You said yesterday that you were looking to get better as backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. Given the moves today or last night, how much better do you feel that you are at that position?
I think we've given ourselves an opportunity, meaning that, you know, we've given ourselves an opportunity for what we've been watching on tape of everyone, for Jordan to come in here and show us what he has. And I think that, that's something that obviously Doug and I have talked about quite a bit. The scouts have done a good job, you know, going through it. And I think it's more of an opportunity, and we'll see how it goes, and a process, than it is, you know, where are we right now.
How much did Jordan's experience with Elite 11, Trent Dofus camp, where EJ Manuel is a member,
right,
and also with Blake Bortles back in California, how much did that coaching experience factor into the decision signing?
Yeah, I at least for me, I didn't know about that till after we claimed him. I didn't know that EJ and him had worked together. I didn't know that he was helping those guys, at the Elite 11. I didn't know that till after the fact. So. I thought it was pretty good.
How much of a benefit can that be, having Jordan in the room with EJ?
Well, EJ's his own player. I think what's important is that we are trying to upgrade that position, you know, in case something happens. We want the best player available at that position. So I'm not too concerned about, the relationships or anything like that. Obviously, to a certain extent. You know, you don't want to put two people in the room that don't really like each other. But, you know, hey, if they work together, that's great. And, but if not, and that's the next best player that gives us a chance to win, that's what we have to do.
How difficult is it to part ways with a guy who played five games last season and won two of them?
It's tough. This is always a tough time of year, because you know how hard, the players have worked. And Thad, think about it. This time last year, he just arrived, and really did a nice job for us. I mean, he went in there and played his butt off, and I don't think anyone would ever question how tough he is, and the job that he's done. And he won a couple of games for us, and we were hoping that that would be the case this year, but in our opinion, that we have to go out there and get someone better.